Cool. So what do you say we talk about Berkeley social scene next?
Sounds good.
This one was really all too much. I'll be haunted for so long. The dog in the well, the guy in the mess. Everything was wrong. I hid my eyes from the screen. I was shaken to the core. Women killed and skinned to make a dress. I just can't anymore. You drag me around.
I have a lot to say about this chorus, too.
I thought this is a very Geach song, you know, and that's good. It's fine. But this is the most boring and repetitive chorus I've heard in a long time. It's almost the same thing four times in a row during the chorus. And this song does that pet peeve thing of mine.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Say it, then.
It emphasizes the word too. Like, it's... Like, the chorus goes, you drag me around to these places I want to see. And, like, why is the word to emphasized? Like, it's the highest note in the chorus, and it is held for a long time, and it's the fucking word to.
I'm really glad you said that, because that's not what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
So I'm really glad that but no, what I'm saying is that... the song does that pet peeve thing where it's like the whole song stops more or less between every section. So like there's an intro, then a pause, then a verse, then a pause, then a chorus, then a pause, and then the second verse. It's like they just sort of like stop things and like the guitar stops moving and there's a little sort of just a break in between. It's like, okay, done with the verse, pause, let's move on to the chorus. And, you know, I want transitions. I want fills. I want continuity. But other than that, I thought it's a fine vocal performance and great, great, great guitar work. It's just that I had those other mean things I said about it earlier.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to like in this. Like, I like the interplay and the verses between the sung and the talk sung bits, which I think gave it kind of a cool post-punk sort of sound, like you might hear in a Gang of Four song. Except obviously they'd be in British accents, but still pretty cool. And some of the lyrics just I didn't like. Like, you know, I'm listening to the song, I'm bobbing my head, I'm trying to get into it, and out pops from the speakers, killed and skinned around to make a dress. And I'm like, what the fuck? Where's Silence of the Lambs come in? And then a little later it's like, I was attacked 3 years ago, and it's just like more what the fuck. And then I read the liner notes, and apparently the Round Zero song was from the perspective of the dog from Silence of the Lambs, who is named Precious. And now the narrator is mad at their partner for like dragging them around to inappropriate movies and stuff, and just like logically I can see what led them to write songs with these topics, but did they ever consider that these are terrible topics to express in a 3.5-minute rock song? It's just like, not every idea works in a musical context.
Yeah.
And I think this is just the challenge, screwing up these songs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but I mean, if you immediately go to Silence of the Lambs with a title like Semi-Precious, then maybe it's not the challenge's fault.
Yeah.
Semi-Precious. What's the most messed up sort of connection that I have with that?
It's just pretty random, but okay. Yeah. I mean, it's still a good song. They still have great production values and they can rock and groove. Like, they do a lot of things right, just some sort of things that irk me.
Yeah, and I like Geach's voice.
Yeah.
But, all right.